Let's start the party.
Hi, everybody. Welcome again to Soft FM.
We're the people who bring you the show that busts the soft into soft and the F into M.
We play the softest hits from today and last Thursday.
Don't forget, if you want to call us, our number is so easy to remember. It's 555-555-555-555-555.
Our show is fun, zany, crazy, wacky, and has zero content.
Oh, look, I just put my foot into some water. How funny is that?
Don't forget the number again. It's all the fives.
555-555-555-555-555.
That's hashtag five fingers. Coming up on the show today, Reflections, Operation Transformation, The Restaurant. Who's going to be on that show later on?
And most of all, we got you. So, Soft FM, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride. I just can't wait.
Start the party.
Time for an update on the traffic now on Soft FM. Let's head out and about on the Soft FM chopper loaded to the gills with diesel. It's Mike Mungie.
Thanks, Tommy. It's absolute madness out here. I haven't seen traffic this busy since 1979 when Pope John Paul came to Ballybrent, or that time that Radiohead came to Castlegar. It was like a queue outside the Merlot Bar to get cans of bombers. It's mayhem out here.
How you doing? Can I just get a jar of Vaseline and a pair of tights, please?
From the producers of Die Soft 3 and No Country for Young Women comes a harrowing tale of one man's struggle to find a pitch in Cork.
Penny, I can't find this place in the set, Nev. Is this York even turned on?
When a manager organizes a Junior C challenge game, he can't legislate for one toolbox getting lost.
Sorry, you couldn't tell us where the pitch is.
Oh, who am I? I'm from Kerry.
Huh?
Kiefer Sunderland, Connor Farrell, Seamus Larkin, Mary Flaherty, Martin Gurity, and introducing the great late Nana Burke in the biggest film of 2015.
So what can I do, Seamus? I haven't a clue where I am. I seen a sign there a while ago that says Cork 800. That must have been around the time of the millennium.
Finding Nemo Rangers.
Okay, welcome back to the show now, and we're very pleased. We have a very special guest here in the studio with us. His name is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, it's a simple word to say. How come you can't even say one word? Don't even know your guest's name.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And yes, indeed, yes.
You were Rocky IV? Rocky, you're in...
I wasn't in any of the Rocky movies. I was in several movies. Predator, Commando, Twins. You see Twins with Danny DeVito?
Carmel Dimsey? No.
I don't know Camel Dead.
Okay. Well, it's lovely to have you with us, Arnold. And you're from Eastern Europe, a place called Spain. Is that right?
No. Listen, you have to get your information right. I'm from Austria, not Spain. Spain is Western Europe. Austria, Central Europe.
Sorry, you're from Australia. And come here, that's a big
Australia,
country.
Australia, stupid.
Well, you're going to do the show with us here today. We're very excited about you here. You have a lot of fans over this side of the country as well. So you're going to help us out in the show today, Arnold.
Yes.
And are you familiar with the show, the way we do things here?
No, I've never heard it before. But, you know, there's always a first time for everything. So bring it on, you know.
It's great. I loved you in that film, Gone with the Wind. I thought you were mighty in that film. And what was the other one you did? Saving One of the Ryans. That was another one of mine.
Saving Private Ryan, yes. I auditioned for it, but, you know, you needed to act, so I didn't get the role.
Right, we'll move on. So what we're going to do, Arnold, and Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
We're going to... You might do the death notice as far as Arnold.
Yes.
So you can hear us there, so...
Okay.
In your own time, Arnold.
The death notice is with me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. So here we go. Annie, get your gun. Teresa, Carmel, Siobhan, Breed, and Nori. Aren't we the rare old stock? Teresa Fitzmaurice, also known as Frank, reposing at Travolta's funeral boat, Lough Swilly, from 11 a.m. Removal at 3 a.m. to Newton John's Church for Mass for Frank at 25 past 5. Not a minute after. Funerals afterwards to the big guy in the sky, Country Earth. House semi-private and flowers and baking soda by request. donations if desired to Black Whitehead Calves Society. Let it rip.
I think that's R.I.P. Arnold, but you did. That's I knew.
Okay, I know next time.
I knew. Yes. I knew Frank, a lovely, lovely woman. There's another one there, Arnold. If you could read it out, it'd be great.
Yes, I see it here in front of me. You gave me this piece of paper, so I read it. Yes.
Good man. In your own time, Arnold. In your own time.
Tommy, I can't believe it's not Butter Fitzgreyhound, better known as Lola, recomposing in his bed from his house, a very big house in the country. Removal after home and away on Thursday to his shed at the back of the house on Friday. Fresh cocktail sausages only. Snack boxes by request. Donations, if desired, to the ET Phone Home Association.
Good man, Darren, that's lovely. And I believe that Tommy's family are flying home from Jerusalem this morning. And ET himself, hopefully, will be returning home. And we'd like to wish them all the best, and may they rest in peace.
Yes, ET Phone Home.
That's almost all we got time for, Arnold. It was great for you to... What, you're travelling around no Galway for the rest of the day, aren't you?
Yes, I'm in Galway City for the rest of the day. Going to take in the different sites. I hear it's a really good city. There's lots of people hanging around during the day doing nothing. So I'll probably just chill out with them, you know, make a movie.
You're going to make a movie?
Yes, we're going to film a little action movie while we're here for the day. We're going to create some explosions. We're going to blow up Key Street, and we're going to maybe blow up High Street. And pretty much blow up all the streets in the city. But, you know...
Fair play. And Galway County Council knows about that, they do.
We've already blown them up. They now nothing. So it's an action movie. We're going to create the explosions. We're going to have lots of bodies dead and high body. Biggest body count ever of any of my movies. So.
Mighty. And when you go back to Australia then?
Well, I go back to my home in Austria, not Australia. Oh, I go back
You might just read
Tuesday.
The weather there for us, will you? Just before you go, there's
getting me to do the weather. Can you believe it? The weather.
The weather.
Okay, this is Alan Schwarzenegger doing the weather on Galway Bay FM. Mostly cloudy today with some patchy light rain in the morning. Highest temperatures 13 to 15 degrees with moderate westerly winds. It will be dry in most areas in the afternoon with a few bright and sunny spells developing. How does that sound?
It sounds lovely, Arnold.
I forgot to give the phone number.
You're all right. Give it out there in your own time.
If you want to get more information, call Weather Dial 1550-123-852.
Lovely. Jeez, you did that. Have you worked in radio before, Arnold? Ever?
Never.
Never. Your great-grandmother, how is she keeping this weather?
She is keeping great. She's in the gym. You know, she's waiting for me now to do a workout. And she's probably already benched over 200 kilos. But, you know.
Isn't she a mighty woman?
She's and
is,
a
she
long
still,
time.
Is she still playing the bridge?
She does. She plays bridge every Tuesday night in, you know, the bridge place down the road. Crockwell,
that's it. Well, Arnold, it was an absolute... You're a lovely man, God bless you.
Thank
and
you.
We'd like to wish you all the best from all your Galway fans. We're going to go back to the music now. Here's a piece of music that Arnold picked
I'll
out himself.
Back.
This is music from Sasha. It's called Expander.
Sounds great. And I'll be back.
We'll be back after this piece of music from our sponsor. Thanks.
Thinking of going to college? Don't bother your hole. Here at the Department of Social Welfare, we strive for a better Ireland. An Ireland where you can sit and watch Judge Judy and Murder, She Wrote all day, every day, and enjoy the benefits of real benefits. We've got medical cards, butter vouchers, free Sky, skiing lessons in Mayo, rent allowance, whiskey vouchers, 3D glasses, Paddy Power discounts, and much, much more. Come join us on a journey where time means nothing. Ireland, let's stay in bed.
Next on Soft FM, it's a real tearjerker as we look back on Operation Transformation Season 93. It's the heartbreaking story of Martin.
Hello, my name is Martin. I was born 25 years ago in the University Hospital in Galway. I was a fine, healthy baby at 25 stone. I just couldn't stop eating from the minute I got my first dinner. I used to put soup in my cornflakes. It didn't stop there. Crisps, chocolate, Mars bars. They were just little appetizers for me. I ate my first bullock when I was 6. I liked the taste of it, but found it very difficult to find bullock burgers in most places. Going to school was always difficult, because I took up the full back row of desks in the classroom. They'd be all making fun of me. I'll never forget my first Holy Communion. My mother and father hired a bouncy castle, but I fled over, and most of the kids thought I was the bouncy castle and were jumping up and down on me for nearly an hour, even though I lost half a stone, but I soon regained it. When I'd go into fast food outlets, I used to just order the left hand side of the menu. That's where all the nice stuff was. I tried running, but I couldn't. The only time I'd ever run is to go to the toilet. But thanks to transformation operation, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And that's what I'm aiming for. So hopefully I can lose some of this weight and lead a better life. And say goodbye to the bullocks. It's tough. It's very tough. I think of food all the time. I dream about it. It's my wife. It's my girlfriend. It's my crutch. I'd eat you this minute if I could. But I know I can't. I just have to say no. I have to say no. So please, when you see me, don't look at me like I'm some kind of, I don't know what. I can beat this. Time to go for that 10-second jog. Thanks, Martin.
CD Promotions, in association with Castlegar Hurling Club, present Elton Sean, George Mihal, Bruce Springsteen, U1, Coldplay, Taylor Swift, Kate Berry, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, Miley Cyrus, Celine Dion, No Direction, Pet Shop Girls, Robin Thin, Pussycat Dogs, The Tuesdays, Daft Skunk, Shania Twain, Bruno Snickers, Brown Day, The Black Eyed Turnips, Justin Timberdrain, and many more this bank holiday weekend at Galway Racecourse. Come see the biggest lineup of made-up stars in music on one stage this Sunday and Monday. Concerts may go ahead if music acts exist. Castlegar Hurling Club don't know anything about this, so shh, say nothing. People with eight legs admitted free. Tickets from €6,454.60 plus booking fee available now from all good church confession boxes or online from www.www.www.www.www.nothing.
Hi, Brad Lewatsky here from New York Giants. Are you feeling low in energy right now? Finding it hard to get out of bed in the morning? Well, I was just like you until I tried Sam's Silent Shakes, a new protein drink from Ireland. Now, I don't know myself when I hit the field and put on that helmet. These shakes have all the goodness that fermented, high-moisture-stored fodder contains for humans and ruminants alike. And hey, the wife ain't complaining either. I'll be with you in a second, honey. Try Sam's Silent Shakes today.
We hope you're enjoying the show on Soft FM, but now it's time to slow things down. It's time to go to the big guy in the sky. It's Father Michael with his reflections on what life is and what life isn't. It's over to you, Padre.
Hello, my devoted followers of sobriety. Father Michael here with you again this week on Reflections, with a positive look at life and the issues affecting all of us in the world. It was Forrest Gump who said, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." What a load of shite. Of course you know what you're going to get. If you go to Croke Park on Sunday, you know you will get the hurling people of Galway giving out stink on the way up that we have no chance of winning, and that Joe Canning should be at the edge of the square all of the time. Then Galway go and win, and no one is even surprised, because that is just what the hurlers do. Tell them they can't win, and they do. Tell them they might win, and they don't. just like life. Not exactly a box of chocolates there, Forrest.
Time for another traffic update now on Soft FM. Let's get back to our man high in the sky, Mike Mongi. What's the latest, Mike?
Thanks, Tommy. We're currently flying over Air Square. We haven't seen a scene like this since Mockness came together with the people from the Dole office. There's just hippies, long-haired freaks, and dogs everywhere. It's absolute mayhem. I don't know how much lower this we can take.
Can I put 15 euros each way on? I can't believe it's not butter running at 3:40 in Thurles. Thanks.
Now for a look at the weather on Soft FM. Let's head outside and see what it's like. Let's join Pat Nimbus. Pat, over to you.
Welcome to the weather forecast. There's going to be a lot of changeable weather coming in from the eastern front of the north. The southwest is going to link up with the eastern other north, and all the west winds are going to come down. There's probably going to be a shower coming in. Shower of bastards. That's all that ever comes down. Definitely from the north, a shower of bastards. From the south as well, another shower. There's going to be just bastards everywhere. The wind's getting a bit windy now. My advice to you is to stay indoors all if you can, because there's nothing but bastards out here. Bastards everywhere. Stay inside. Save yourself. Save yourself when you can. It's wall to wall. Bastards. Bastards, I tell you. Bastards.
Thanks for that, Pat. That's your weather on Soft FM, brought to you by a crazy bastard.
And now it's time to go over and visit our sporting guy. His name is Jim White. He's gone from Sky to Soft. Over to you, Jim, and try and not mess it up.
Hello and good morning, sports fans, and you are tuned here to Soft FM Sport with me, your host, Jim White. Right, first up this morning, we can bring you the latest on the sensational revelations from the ECB that Surrey all-rounder Jake McIntosh has sensationally been suspended by the English Cricket Board after it was revealed that he was using an illegal wooden leg during this summer's County Cricket Series. And of course, sports fans, you'll recall that using the wooden leg gave him the advantage of ball to stump before the actual wicket. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined here live in studio with our cricket correspondent, Geoffrey Snooze Sleepy McBoar. Geoffrey, what have you made of all this?
Look, I think this isn't going to impact greatly on Surrey's chances in this year's County Series. And I suppose one of the big questions is, was he using a performance enhancer on the wooden leg? Could have been Ronseal or Sandalin or something like that. And I think there's big questions to be answered from the County Cricket Board. And I don't think cricket needs to be hyped up any more than it already is.
Well, there you have it. Sensational stuff from the County Cricket Board. Now, next we go to GA action, where this weekend sees the meeting of Galway and Dublin in the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship for the right to get annihilated by Kilkenny. And I'm delighted to be joined by Kilkenny boss Brian Cody. Brian, what do you make of this weekend's clash?
I have been noticing, I suppose. There's going to be a fascinating battle on the weekend, and I think everybody is going to be keenly watching to see how the game pans out. I suppose, listen, from my own point of view, I'd be keeping a very close eye on it, and I think there's some fascinating tactical battles out there. And I think at the end of the day, I think it's going to be come down to a question of whether Aston Villa can withstand the attacking threat of Arsenal.
Thanks for that, Brian. Nice to know you're not giving a toss, and quite frankly, who can blame you? Next up, Davy Fitzgerald. Davy, what is your take on this weekend's action?
Look, Jim, you're not going to get me drawn on this one.
Ah, come on, Davy, just give us a prediction.
Look, people out there can make up their own opinions, but do I think we were hair done by in the last day? Absolutely. We got absolutely shafted by the referee. But I'm not going to criticise the referee, but all I'm saying is we got shafted.
And why, Davy, do you think that is?
I'm not going to get drawn into an argument about. I'm going to let people make up their own minds. But I'm absolutely certain that we got absolutely shafted the last day. But I'm not saying that. But all I'm saying is I thought them boys out there were unreal.
Well, thank you, Davy. I cannot understand what he's saying. Well, unfortunately, sports fans, that is all we have time for. And don't forget to tune in this Sunday for live coverage of Galway v Dublin in this year's Leinster Hurling Championship to see who gets the right to get slaughtered, annihilated, dismembered by Kilkenny in this year's Leinster Championship.
Now it's movie time on Soft FM. This time we're looking at a real old classic. It's Silence of the Lambs, but this time it's Irish style.
Dr. Lecter, my name is Clarice Starling. May I speak with you?
You're from Irish Water, aren't you?
Certainly.
May I see your credentials? Closer, please. Closer. That expires in 1 week. You're not really Irish Water, are you?
I'm still in training at the academy.
Irish Water sent a jobbridge to me?
Yes, I'm a student. I'm here to learn from you. Maybe you can decide for yourself whether or not I'm qualified enough to do that.
That is rather slippery of you, Agent Starling. Sit, please.
Did you do all these wrongs, Doctor?
That is the scene from Air Square during the catastrophic redevelopment in 05. Do you know Galway?
All that detail just from memory, sir?
Memory, Agent Starling, is what I have instead of a view.
Well, perhaps you'd care to lend us your view on this questionnaire, sir.
Oh, no, 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 no. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and receptive to courtesy. You had established trust with the embarrassing truth about Irish Water. And now this ham-handed sack of your questionnaire. It won't do.
I'm only asking you to look at this, Doctor. Either you will or you won't.
Yeah, Irish Water must be very busy indeed if they're recruiting help from the student body. Busy hunting those PPS numbers and registration forms. What a quango it is. Do you know why it's called a quango? Please tell me. The newspapers won't say.
Well, it started as a bad joke.
Why do you think they want the PPS numbers, Agent Starling? Thrill me with your acumen.
It excites him. Most keep some sort of trophies from their victims.
I didn't.
No, you ate yours.
You send that through now. Oh, Agent Starling, you think you can dissect me with this blunt little tool? You're so ambitious, aren't you? Do you know what you look like with your high-vis vest and your company van? You look like a consultant. An overpaid, underworked consultant. Good expenses have given you the life you've craved, but you're nothing more than a generation or two away from ex-county council. And that accent you've tried so desperately to shed, pure West Roscommon. What is your father, dear? Is he a turf cutter? Does he stink of the bog? All those tedious long days working in the bog, while you could only dream of getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to Irish Water.
You see a lot, Doctor. But are you strong enough to point that high-powered perception at yourself? What about it? Why don't you look at yourself and write down what you see? Maybe you're frightened.
A council worker once tried to test me over the septic tank charge. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. You'll fly back to school now, little starling. Fly, fly, fly.
Well, after all that creepiness with the Silence of the Lambs, it's time for your One at One on Soft FM. For the 15th week in a row, you guessed it, it's Goat Lovers.
Yo, 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 yo. I look back now and I think, if I could have done things different, I should have listened to my mama. This one's gone out to all my friends, Packy, Shawnee, Little D, Big E, Small F. You know, every time I go to the toilet, I think of you guys. This one's for you. Bring that beat back. You know what I'm saying. I grew up in the country before I moved to Tuam. The tiger, he was roaring, the country was in boom. Growing up was kind of rough, no shoes on my feet. When it came to toilet time, I did it on the street. I was 5 years old when he came along. I knew he was different when he sang his song. His quirky voice had a different beat. I'll never forget that unmistakable bleat. It was a Friday night when we first met. He looked me in the eyes, he was quite upset. I couldn't keep my hands off his white fur coat. It was then I realized I was in love with a goat.
Hey, goat lovers. Two legs bad, four legs good. Don't knock it till you try it in the neighborhood. Hey, goat lovers. Two legs bad, four legs good. Don't knock it till you try it in your neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't knock it, baby. Two legs bad, four legs good. Yo, homies, let's bring it back a bit. Yeah, 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 yeah. To all my kitties out there.
Welcome back to Soft FM, but now it's time to go to the courthouse. We've got a big case going on today. Tony from the Cladda is up against, well, basically the rest of Galway. He's being accused of stealing some fish. Let's join them now and find out. For the closing statements, it's time to go to court.
Will the defendant please stand?
I'm already standing, Your Honour.
Mr. Tony from the Cladda, you stand accused of robbing over 400 million salmon, 3 hake, a haddock and a penguin from the River Corrib, with a net larger than Pier Stadium, in contrary to every known bylaw and legal standing in this nation of ours. And yet you plead not guilty, despite the mountain of evidence against you.
Yes, Your Honour, can I just say...
Don't speak until I ask you to.
Sorry.
We've heard witness testimony here from over 400,000 people, most of them coming out of a novena, some of them albeit drunk, but nonetheless, they saw you pulling this large net behind your high ace van.
It was a light ace, Your Honour.
How do you expect me not to send you down for the mandatory 35 years?
35 years for taking fish? If it would please the court, can I just say one thing? That wasn't a penguin. That was my girlfriend, Jolie. She likes to wear black and white on special occasions, Your Honour. And can I just say about taking those fish? Those fish were, you know, they were going to die anyway. And I just thought, you know, I saw this thing in the Connacht Tribune that said entrepreneurs, I'd open up my own little fish business. The Galway races, there'll be a lot of people coming out there. And I've got a friend out the country and he was going to get some potatoes. Like, we were just using our brains, Your Honour.
That's all very noble, Mr. Tony from the Cladda, but you cannot defy the law of the land.
What would you prefer if I was breaking into credit unions? Again?
That's really not relevant to this discussion.
Well, I think it's only fair that I should bring up this now, Your Honour, that on the legal section under 456 of the Fresh Fish Water section of 259, 678, JCB, NCT and KGB, that number 555963 under 1977 from Jack Lynch Tunnel, it strictly says that any man can take fish if it means feeding himself or making a few pound over the races. Case dismissed, I'd say there, Your Honour.
Just a moment. Is this correct? Would the clerk of the court please approach?
I know that clerk, Tony. I know where he lives. Sorry, Your Honour.
He's right, Your Honour.
No one.
You're going to have to let him go.
Good man, Paddy.
Well, much and all, as it pains me to have to let you go, Mr. Tony from the Cladda. Case dismissed.
Thanks.
What time are you doing the fish?
About 3:30. Is that your Mercedes parked out the front?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice car. Want to mind that around here. Right, lads. Fish and chips down the Cladda. Come on!
So for the final time today on Soft FM, let's check in on the latest traffic in and around your neighbourhood. Our man Mike Mongey is high in the sky. Where are you now, Mike?
Thanks, Tommy. We've just seem to have moved on from Air Square Galway and we've ended up in Iraq. I can tell you we are being fired at now. We are in a war zone. I don't know how this could have happened, but I tell you what, it reminds me of the good old days when all the helicopters were flying from the Carl Bain Southern all the way out to Ballybridge. Fun times. Been hit. We're going down. Mayday! Mayday! Land over there. Look, Jesus, Supermax is everywhere. Land there. Land there.
I don't. Can I get a large garlic fries with cheese and a kiddies meal? Thanks.
Well, that's it from Soft FM.
Oh, how much fun did we have today?
Hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, people out there. Normal broadcasting will resume.
That depends what you call normal.
We're off to play with some ladybirds and dandelions.
What about the daddy long legs? You can't forget those guys. Just pull their legs off.
Till next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Drinks, friends.